Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Kramer's Christmas Cookies and Crooks by Harper Lynn. Narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Chapter 1. My heels clip-clopped on the linoleum floor as I made my way toward the principal's office. I was anxious about being in the hallway in the middle of a school day without a hall pass, but I had no reason to be. It wasn't as though they could suspend me. I'd graduated more than 15 years ago. At the office door, I felt the same rush of nervous energy I'd felt when I'd been a student. It didn't matter why I was going to the office, to drop off a stack of freshly printed school newspapers, to pick up the lunch that I'd forgotten, to be taken home early because I was sick. I was always nervous. It was as if I was afraid I'd committed some infraction that they'd decided to only mention if I happened to wander in for something else. Ridiculous, I know. I swallowed down my nerves and opened the door. The receptionist looked up at me. Smiling, I walked over to her to introduce myself. "Hi, I'm Francesca Amaro." "Of course you are, dear. I'd recognize you anywhere. Alice, come look. Franny Amaro's here." If she hadn't been saying my name, I would have been sure she had me confused with someone else. A woman who I assumed was Alice came from somewhere in the back. "Franny, it's so good to see you. I was so sorry to hear about your mother. How are you doing, dear?"
"I'm fine," I said. "How are you?"
I had no idea who these women were, but they sure seemed to know me.
"I don't think she remembers us, Marion," Alice said to the receptionist.
"You don't remember us, do you, Franny?" I searched my brain for...